Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back to Bluegrass Jam Along. This is your Bluegrass briefing for Monday, 22nd of April, 2024. And we'll start, as we always do, with a quick roundup of podcast news. The episode last week was sort of two parts with Christina Gaddy, who's written the fantastic book Well of Souls about the history of the banjo. And I put out the original interview that I did with her a couple of years ago when the book first came out. And I updated it, did another sort of 20-minute chat with her to sort of mark the paperback coming out recently. And just chat about what's happened since the book came out, particularly in light of all the recent sort of media stuff around the Beyoncé record with Rihanna Giddens on it. So go and check those out. Really cool chat. Really, really good book. Fantastic. Really sort of interesting conversation with Christina. She's really cool. And a bit of news about something that she's involved with that's going to be at IBMA in September as well. So go and listen to that. Coming up this week, I've got a really cool episode recorded last week with Stephen Mogin, who is Sam Bush's guitarist in the Sam Bush Band, also runs Dark Shadow Recording and is a band coach. And we spent an hour chatting about the work he does coaching bands and some of the things that, you know, people need to think about, both as just to be a musician, but also playing in a band. And actually, there's loads in there that will just deepen your understanding of music as a listener as well. It's really fun and fascinating conversation. So much cool stuff in there to take away. I'll be putting that on Wednesday, so check in and have a listen to that interview with Stephen Mogin. Really enjoyed that one. But that's it. All the usual stuff applies. You can now subscribe to Bluegrass Jam Along on Apple Podcasts if you want to support the show and listen ad-free. Yeah, that's it. Let's crack on and get on with the news and announcements, the Church Street News segment. And first off, I just want to take the opportunity to sort of mark and mention the passing of Ben Eldridge, banjo player and founder of the Seldom Scene. I spotted this just as I was recording last week's briefing, so I didn't put it in that one. But yeah, Ben, you know, Seldom Scene are such a huge band in the history of bluegrass in the past few decades. And judging by all the tributes on social media, Ben was very much loved. So I just wanted to mention that and celebrate the contribution that he's made and send all of our best thoughts and wishes to all of Ben's friends and family, including Chris Eldridge, of course, bandmates, you know, colleagues, people who played with him, people who knew him. What a wonderful legacy he's left. And yeah, I just wanted to mention that. And other bit of news in this week's Church Street News, another banjo bit of news, actually, J.D. Crow and the New South, the Rounder 0044 record, J.D. Crow and the New South, has been added to the National Recording Registry, which is something the Library of Congress puts together every year. They, you know, add some more recordings that are considered sort of classics to their library. And yeah, the record went in this year, along with, there's all sorts of stuff in there as well. Records by ABBA, Blondie, The Chicks, Wide Open Spaces went in there. I'll put a list up so you can see. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can see what else went in there. But it's a really nice kind of recognition of that record, which, you know, pretty much anybody you talk to in the bluegrass world considers that one of the big records of the bluegrass string band genre. So yeah, cool to see that. And the final bit of news is that Bronwyn Keith Hines, who I'm sure you all know, plays fiddle with Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, has a new record coming out next month called I Built a World. I interviewed Bronwyn when her last record came out. We had a really cool chat. It was really interesting. And so we're talking about putting a date together for me to talk to her about this one as well. So I'm looking forward to that very much. But just to put that on your radar, I will, of course, let you know more about that in the Grass's new releases bit a little bit nearer the time. But for now, let's move on and do what's new this week and do the Grass's New segment. And just one thing to put in this one, really. I've put it in the playlist already, but Tony Trischka has a new single, Bury Me Beneath the Willow, featuring Vince Gill, which is part of this Earl Jam project that Tony has been putting together, which is based on a whole bunch of live recordings, essentially, of Earl Scruggs and John Hartford just playing music together, not sort of in front of an audience or just, you know, around the house together. And Tony's got all these things. He's been transcribing Earl's solos and kind of putting some songs together so he can play them and kind of get that, these often very different versions of things the way that Earl wouldn't necessarily play them on record. And that sounds like a fascinating project. But there's a new single from that, which is out now, Bury Me Beneath the Willow, and I've put that on the playlist. As always, you can find the playlist on Spotify. I'll stick a link in the show notes. It's full of new releases from this year, and we'll keep filling it up as the month tick by. But that is it for The Grass Is New. Let's move on to Scroll On, Buddy. And Scroll On, Buddy is just a section where I point out a couple of things I've seen on social media that you may have missed and might be interested in. And the first was just a post to see that Easton Ashgrass are making a new record. I love Easton Ashgrass. They're a really cool band. Love their energy, love their style. I've interviewed more than one member of Easton Ashgrass in the past year or so as well. But yeah, that'll be exciting. Looking forward to hearing some more music from them. And obviously more news on that as we get nearer the point where it's coming out. Couple of videos I spotted on Instagram this week and really enjoyed. It's Billy Strings. There's an a cappella quartet. I'm going to wake up and change my ways one of these days that Billy posted a short clip of. Just really cool. I'll stick a link in the show notes. It'll take you a minute to go and watch it. It's really cool. Really enjoyed that. And also really enjoyed Jacob Jolliffe's first single from his new record, Vera, which I think I mentioned on the briefing last week or the week before. There's a live performance video of that. And I love these. I'm not a fan of music videos that are like a film that goes with a song. They never seem to add much for me. I understand why people do them because you need a visual bit of content for people sometimes. But this is a performance. Jacob and the band recorded live doing it, and I love things like that. I really enjoy watching that. I enjoy just seeing a really well-captured performance of something cool. So I'll stick a link to that as well. I'm also talking to Jacob about coming on the podcast to chat about the new record as well. So that'd be really cool. But yeah, new Easton Ashgrass record. I'll tell you more about that in time. Go and watch the Billy Strings clip. That's a lot of fun. And the Jacob Jolliffe Vera video as well is very cool. Go and watch those. And that's it for this week, really. Pretty brief one. In my ears this week, what have I been listening to? All sorts of bits and pieces, actually. I've been digging back through Sierra Hull's albums. Got a bit of a rabbit hole listening to all of those again and just finding some little gems that I'd forgotten about and, you know, just getting into a habit of listening to stuff a bit more on CD with my headphones on. And, you know, some of the last couple of records particularly, they really kind of deliver in spades when you listen to them with your headphones on. And just you'll hear a bit of this when the Stephen Mogin episode comes out on Wednesday, but we talk about listening to music versus hearing music and kind of sticking your headphones on and not doing anything else, just listening to a piece of music and just how important that is. And I love doing that, and I've just been digging into Sierra's records and doing that this week. But that is it for this week's briefing. Do check out the Stephen Mogin episode on Wednesday when it's out. In the meantime, all the usual stuff that comes at the end of the Bluegrass briefing, go to bluegrassjamalong.com, where you will find like dozens and dozens and dozens of episodes. There's about 380 now. Backing tracks, there are all the interviews, all the briefings, everything's there. You can find and filter stuff. You can, you know, it's all there. You can search it, listen to it on the site, speed things up, slow them down. All the chord sheets are there. All the links to various things you may or may not need. And my contact details if you want to say hello. But that is it for this week. I will see you next week. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.